In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Berrien County Health Department is receiving a $280,000 grant from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to conduct blood tests for lead in anyone ages 16 and younger. The Board of Health accepted the grant this week, and Berrien County Acting Health Officer Guy Miller tells us this will bolster work that the department already does to monitor lead exposure.
We do this work of lead case management. We have a registered nurse that can go out to homes and help with home inspections, help for applications to have homes mitigated for lead. And usually these nurses are going out into the community where somebody has had a high level of blood lead.
Miller says this grant will be added to the county's Emerging Threats Fund so more lead testing can be done by the department itself.
The Berrien County Health Department, we are looking at getting our own testing equipment so we don't have to send those tests out, and we are hoping to increase the number of tests. That number has been down, the number of people being tested for blood lead level throughout the pandemic.
And now the focus is returning to lead response. The water crisis in Benton Harbor prompted the state grant, although Miller says the funds can be used for testing countywide. When someone is found with elevated blood lead levels, follow-up to reduce lead exposure begins. Miller says in extreme cases, a person could be hospitalized, although that rarely happens. The Michigan Supreme Court has heard arguments regarding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says the act prohibits discrimination because of an individual's sexual orientation, and she felt it was important to argue the case herself on behalf of the many LGBTQ residents that have had their rights suppressed.
Whether it's in employment or housing or education or public accommodations, that we don't have this substantial number of people who live in our state, call Michigan home, be discriminated by its laws. And the purpose, the intent of the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, I mean, it's something to be very proud of.
She says Elliot Larson is a broad, forward-thinking statute that was intended to include as many people as possible. She hopes when the decision comes down that it will support many more people in the state. There will be a meeting this month for Berrien County residents and representatives of municipalities to learn more about how the county might use federal ARPA dollars for the expansion of broadband internet. Speaking at a Thursday meeting, Berrien County Commissioner Terry Freeling said the meeting comes as the county asks local governments for proposals.
We are again going to be hosting March 17th, a broadband meeting about the ARPA application for any municipal leaders that may be interested in applying.
Freeling said flyers are being put together to promote the meeting. It'll be on the 17th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in the County Commission meeting room at the Berrien County Administration Building in St. Joseph. County Administrator Brian DeSette said he's also working to make sure the meeting is also available over Zoom for those who can't make it in person. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.